Basin Spring emerges from a limestone cave perched high up on an east-facing slope on Leatherwood Watershed. The water flows through an underground chase or channel over an ancient stone depression or basin before it continues down the mountain into Leatherwood Creek. According to one local history, visitors first started camping near the spring in 1856 to bathe and drink the water for therapeutic purposes, including injured Civil War soldiers who convalesced at the spring. Within 30 years, a busy Victorian-era tourist town had grown up around it. First called Big Spring, then renamed Basin Spring, a park was built on top of the spring site. Well over a century later, Basin Park remains the heart of the downtown district. But on this drizzly spring day, it appears shabby, broken, and certain advocates want to repair it and reveal Basin Spring. The effort's being led by Rick Armellini, a member of the Basin Park Improvement Committee.
Park as it is right now was constructed in 1890.
The spring basin sits at the bottom of a century-old 11-foot-deep well, encircled by a heavy handrail. Both the drinking fountain and decorative water fountains surrounding it are failing, so Armellini sees it as an opportunity to repair them and excavate down around the spring basin to expose it.
But what we also discovered is that there's problems in the structure of the well itself and the area between the two. And we're concerned about those stones falling and possibly damaging the basin itself.
The Basin Park Improvement Committee formed in 2003 by appointment of the town mayor.
One of the first things we did was installed the sign that's over the stairs right now. But we also put together a master plan for the park, and that's what we're working off of right now.
The stone arch sign reads Balm of Life, referring to Eureka's historic health-giving waters. But once you enter the park, it's difficult to even see the healing spring. So Armellini drew up a design that would allow visitors to walk down a circular stone staircase to see the spring flow over the original basin rock. Eureka Springs alderman Butch Berry is a preservation architect. He grew up across the street from Basin Spring. He says the project will utilize only native materials and will include a seating area next to the basin.
We made an exploratory trip down in through there 8 years ago?
2002, I think.
2002. And I think that's when we actually found the basin and compared it to old photographs and found out it was the same basin that was there originally. And then as you get into it, we came up with the seating arrangement around there where people could actually seat and sit down there and have a meditation and actually contemplate what it was like 100 years ago.
But gallery owner and jeweler Bo Satori, who has served on city council and as town mayor, says the first priority is to preserve the park.
Then the second priority is restoration. So when things have been lost or missing or have disintegrated in some way, you restore it as best we can to its original look. So we preserve the originality of the city through restoration.
His third priority is authentic recreation. He points to an enlarged sepia stereotype image of the park taken circa 1890.
And it's the three original structures in the Basin Park. At the time they were created. In the foreground, you see a drinking fountain, and there's two sinks on either side, and a little handrail, and then there's little faucets. And then there's faucets at the base of that pedestal for filling up larger containers of spring water. So this was the basin spring water dispensed for consumption, both to take with you or to drink on the spot. And what's so charming about that picture is that the sculpture in the center is a winged fairy riding the back of a sea turtle. And that couldn't be more charming. And then behind it, in the line of three items there, is the well with the four rings of cast iron, which is the handrail to keep people from falling down into the well. And then there is the stone circle base right there so that people can look down upon what was the basin or the little dished out part of stone that the water ran across. And then, of course, the last item there is the fountain there for over a century, and then it was replaced in the mid-90s. And I have yet to find anyone in the city or in the community that has any knowledge of or takes responsibility for removing the centerpiece of the fountain that was there for a century.
Satori collects Eureka Springs artifacts, photographs, and print archives, and is more than most familiar with the details. He supports restoration of the water fountain, drinking fountain, and park infrastructure, but not what he calls a modernization, including the engraved commemorative paving stones for sale. And with crumbling historic sites across the U.S. in need of repair, Satori says preservationists must fight to maintain them. Because of such resistance, the Basin Spring project has not progressed.
It's a turn of the century park, and not this most recent turn of the century, you know, the one prior to that.
Longtime Eureka Springs Parks and Recreation Commissioner Bill Featherstone, a current member of the Basin Park Committee, believes a majority of residents should be receptive because, in part, the $300,000 project won't cost them a cent.
The city quite obviously doesn't have that kind of money, and you know, to do the project, we had to look to other sources of revenue. And the neat thing about this project is we have a way that's very doable to pay for the entire project and perhaps even raise some revenues to do other things in the park, including help restore the band shell itself. But we intend to sell engraved bricks, personalized bricks, to form a pathway from both sides of the park leading to the center of the park. And, you know, again, it's very preliminary, but there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 9,000 thereabout bricks that would be available to us in the current design to sell. At the price we intend to sell the bricks, which hasn't been totally fine-tuned yet, it would only take perhaps a little better than half of those bricks to pay for the project itself.
But critics say that is tantamount to selling advertising with talk of engraved names and websites. Still, the project has gotten the nod from Parks Commission, preservation, and business groups, but not yet City Council.
Yes, there was a City Council meeting last night, and I think the intention was to place the project to a vote at Council to take it to a public vote at a general election, put it on the ballot. I think that was the intent. It didn't go that far. There was discussion, and the result of that discussion was that the council asked for the city attorney to render an opinion as to whether or not council can even do something like that. And I believe he promised to have that opinion for their next meeting, which will be 2 weeks from last night. So we'll see how that goes.
The next general election is scheduled for autumn of 2012. Opponents have pushed for the project to go to a public vote. If allowed to proceed, the redesign would also relocate a World War I monument, which blocks view of the band shell, move a flagpole, and resurface the park's broken concrete floor. And Rick Armellini says the park's basic footprint won't change.
The park has changed, gone through half a dozen significant changes. I mean, even the band shell is a late addition. But the most historical thing in the park is that basin. And that's what we want to bring back.
And Parks Commissioner Bill Featherstone says the project will finally bring to light the basin at Basin Park.
I'm convinced that 99 out of 100 people who walk through the park, locals included, don't even know there's a basin there. They know it's Basin Park. They don't even know why it's called Basin Park. And the whole idea here is for everybody to walk through the park, and you can't help but know what the history of the park is. And I think this project will definitely, will definitely accomplish that.
But if and when the decision to redesign the park goes up for public vote, most residents will inevitably learn the location of the basin. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.